Hey, hey, this is Julie, and you're listening to Grace Over 40, the podcast for women over 40 who want to get back in touch with who they are and where they're headed and match the faith they're wanting to the faith they're living. But this ain't your mama's Christian podcast, so buckle in for some real talk and a good sprinkle of humor, along with some faith-filled encouragement as we ride this 40s thing out together. Thanks so much for being here. Hey, before we get started with today's podcast, I just have one quick request of you. Would you take a couple of seconds at some point today and go check out my website? I have a lot of ladies say to me, hey, I didn't know you had devotionals and Bible studies and a one-on-one mentorship program. And yes, I absolutely do. And you can find all of those things on my website. It's graceover40.com. And right now you can also pick up my free 2020 Vision devotional. It's a 10-day devotional that's delivered straight to your email inbox, and it is designed to help get you unstuck wherever you feel stuck midlife. So please go check out graceover40.com. Thanks so much. Today's guest episode is with Tracy Lukey of Mel Marie Skincare, and we're going to be talking about skincare as we age. So obviously, when we're over 40, our skin starts to change. We definitely experience those fun wrinkles, age spots, sometimes just an overall dryness that starts to happen. I know for myself, I used to have really oily skin, and now I have kind of more of like a combination skin with some dry patches that I did not have when I was younger. So Tracy's going to talk to us about different things that we can do to take care of our skin, and also about her products, which are naturally based and can really do wonders for over 40 skin. So let's hop on into my conversation with Tracy. All right. So today we're talking with Tracy Lukey of Mel Marie Skincare. How are you, Tracy?
Good. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I'm really excited to talk about Tracy to talk to Tracy. I promise I won't talk about you.
You can, as long as it's good.
Okay. That's a deal. To talk to Tracy about skincare over 40. So I know I'm not alone in having some skin changes over 40. And this really is a time where we really need to start focusing on taking better care of our skin if we're not already doing so. And I know that, Tracy, your products are all natural, which I absolutely love. So I kind of just wanted to get an idea of, you know, what you do and kind of what your products are about to start us off.
Okay. I started about 6 years ago. I actually started under the name Simply Homespun, and I was doing a lot of different things at the same time. I was doing some crocheting items. I had some cross-stitching items, wreaths, kind of a whole menagerie of things. Skincare kind of took over, actually. So about a year ago, I announced that we were switching to complete skincare only. So we changed the name, did a whole rebrand, which was interesting to say the least. But it kind of developed into Mel Marie Skincare. So it started, we had no idea what the name was going to be. Kind of fell into place. My daughter's name is Carmela. So everybody calls her Mel. My middle name is Marie. So that's kind of how it was born. So now she has actually joined me. She is helping quite a bit. She's going to be turning 17 here in a week. And when I was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, she really came on board and really kind of took things over while I was going through treatment. So that's helped tremendously. So we very much have become the mother-daughter team. So
I love that. I love that. I was actually wondering where that name came from, because obviously it wasn't your name as far as I could tell. So that's really cool. And I love that you guys are a team. That's a really cool story.
Yep, for sure.
So I kind of already touched on how this impacts women over 40, but how would you say, like, specifically things that you see or hear from women over 40 that are, you know, new skincare challenges or things that you can help with?
For sure. So we actually, when we started it, we kind of geared towards just the natural in general. And going through the rebranding, a lot of people, you know, I had been writing in a lot of different business groups about really targeting the area that you wanted to hit. So obviously with me being at 40, I was, you know, kind of the thing that I wanted to hit on was my age of people. So when we released it as a mostly natural product, a lot of the younger generation took on really, really quickly. They really grabbed hold and decided that's what they wanted. It was a little trickier getting the people my age wanting to do it, because we were grown up not on the natural path of things. You know, I am a tanning bed lover from way back, you know, all through high school. It was all something we all did. So switching over to natural is something that was very hard, I think, for a lot of people my age and older. They obviously, you know, we're seeing it starting to come into light in, you know, stores and other brands. We're bringing in more natural things. I just kind of felt like that was the way that we needed to be going. So now that a lot of people are trying it, they are loving it because it's still a very luxurious product and it's natural. And that's what they want. You know, 5 years ago, they were associating natural with rustic, not really a luxurious brand. So that's kind of how we wanted to bring both of them together. They could still have the luxury naturally. So.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that a lot of times people feel, well, people our age, I know that like you hear chemical peel and yes. like all those kind of things. And you kind of feel like, oh, well, if it doesn't have that stuff, it's not going to be good for my skin.
Right.
But I think not necessarily good for your skin, but good results.
Yes. Yes.
And I think that we're kind of getting a little more exposure as far as to like things, toxic chemicals and other things. So I think now the tables are turning for people our age who did grow up having more like chemical based
yes.
products,
yep.
skincare products.
Yeah.
So I think that really is hopefully helping to turn that around a little bit, because obviously, in the long run, it can't be good to be putting chemicals on your skin over
right,
and over
right.
and over again.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and it's so funny because a lot of people, you know, even in like a lot of the breast cancer groups and stuff that I'm in, you know, people have these conversations daily. Like, I wish I would have stopped using these chemicals 20 years ago. Like, why am I still using them? And I'm not by any means saying that that's what caused my breast cancer or, you know, whatever, or caused any breast cancers or any cancers in general. Just that. At that point, when I was diagnosed last year, it became that, okay, now this is really what my focus has to be on, because I know what everything you put on your skin is obviously going to sink into your skin. It's proven time and time again with, you know, the patches to quit smoking, the patches, the birth control patches, the things that, you know, those are all transdermally soaking into your skin. So obviously it makes sense that anything you put on your skin is also soaking in.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I love that, you know, you have found a way to go the natural route and still make things that are effective. What specific kind of skincare items do you have?
So we have a pretty much complete line. We started pretty much with the bar soaps, lotions, those kind of things. I kind of put it out there last year to my clients and asked, you know, what do you want to see? What are the new things that you want to come out with, or, you know, that you want us to research, to look into? The deodorant was a big one. I had a lot of people pushing for that one for a long time, and I really didn't know anything about it. I had always been an antiperspirant user, so I did not know anything about using any just natural deodorants. All I knew is that they kept coming to me and saying, everything we've tried is not working. Please give us something. Like, there, you know, if you could research it, we'd try anything that you have. So we did a lot of research, looked into it, came out with a couple different ones, and had a couple people try them, and they absolutely fell in love. That was something I really drug my feet on trying on getting into that, because I seen so much of it, and I seen so much of it fail with other companies that they just could not. People were something. The deodorant is probably one of our biggest sellers. We sell a ton of deodorant, and that really, to me, that's a God sign. He totally knew I was going to be heading in this direction. He was the one that was telling the people, put it in your mind, you know, let's start it in that way. And I joke about it all the time. He's got a huge sense of humor. Like, I'm going to make you do it whether or not you want to or not. So that definitely is something that has come up. The Radiant Tan, which is our sunless tanner, is also something that I did not want to do. A couple of people had asked about it, and I finally decided to research it. And again, that's one of our top sellers now. So
I missed that. You had that. I didn't even know you have that. I'm going to have to try
it,
because I am on the perpetual hunt for like a good sunless tanner that is not full of all kinds of stuff.
Right. Absolutely. Yep. So we, so like I said, he has always steered me in the direction that I need to be going. I need to listen more to the people who are telling me those things that I need to do, and not so much what I think I need to be doing. So.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Can I relate to that?
Yeah. But yeah, totally. We have shampoo and conditioner bars, which are, they're both solid. So a couple swipes with the shampoo and conditioner bars over your head, is full of suds, and a quick rinse out. So there's no bottles to throw away. They last up to 3 months if you're shampooing daily.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we've got that. We've got, all kinds of things. We've got
to. Yeah, I kind of was taking a peek at all your stuff, and I haven't tried anything yet, full disclosure, but I definitely plan to. I mean, I really kind of started falling in love with your brand, as you know, after we talked about doing this interview, and I started looking at your stuff. I love your packaging. I love, your mission and all of that. I just think it's really, really cool brand. Yeah. So kudos to you for
Thank
sure.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's a lot of it, like I said, a lot of it has been done with my daughter and I. She has helped tremendously. It's unbelievable. Like I said, we know now, looking back, how much God has steered your direction. And even though, like I said, you don't want to go that direction, He's definitely always steering it. So when we named the company, obviously had not been diagnosed yet, knowing full well she was going to be the one that was going to really step up and step in. So it really is come full circle now. So
yeah, that's such a neat story. That's really neat. What do you think are some myths about skincare over 40 in particular?
Well, definitely, like I had said before, with our age and older, wanting the chemicals, knowing, because that's what they were brought up on. Those are the things that, you know, we have seen our moms use and our grandmas use, and that's the way that you're supposed to do it. The younger generation is obviously hitting, you know, they're growing up in the natural stages, so they are totally all about everything natural, earth friendly. So I think definitely one of the biggest myths is knowing that natural can be luxurious, natural can help more so than all the chemicals combined out there. So that is one of the biggest ones. And it's people look at me a lot of times when I talk about my products. I'm very emotional, not emotional, but emotional about my products, because I know that they work. And I know if you give them time to work, you'll love the results. And every week we have people sending us pictures, sending us testimonials of how much it's improved their life, and that they were skeptical at first. They did not believe whatsoever. When I gave my little spiel to them, they did not believe it, but they bought it on the dime anyway, and now they're loving it. So a lot of it is just getting that out there, that just because it's not full of chemicals doesn't mean that it's not going to do just as well or better for your skin.
Yeah. So is that kind of like the biggest thing that you want people to remember about your products, and, you know, for anybody who hasn't tried them or who's considering them, is that kind of the biggest thing to remember, that even though it's natural, you're still going to get great results?
Yes, absolutely. You know, when I tell everybody, like, you know, especially like with your face care, your skin is going to get out of it whatever you put into it. We tried to make it very simple, like our face wash and our Simply Young, which is our face moisturizer, our Simply cleanser. So it is different to use, but everybody who uses it falls in love with it. I have not had anybody that's come back and been like, I can't use it. And it takes some time to get used to, but it's also a very quick routine. There's no, you know, you have to do steps 1 through 7 to get the same results. It's a quick wash of your face every night. It's super easy, and you're going to have the results. Just give it some time. You know, your face didn't end up with wrinkles in one day or a week. Give it a little time and it'll heal itself. So,
yeah. Is that good for any type of skin?
It is.
I have oily skin. Yep. So when you said oil, I was like, is that going to work for me?
You know what? And it's so funny because I feel like, as well, my daughter has completely different skin than what I have. So I feel like we have different skin for that reason, because we both can try products and we both know I don't like putting things out there unless I know that it works for all skin types. Because I want everybody else to, you know, I want everybody to be able to use it. So when we developed the oil cleanser, that was the first thing. She was absolutely adamant, I'm not using it, I don't want oil on my face. And she tried it. I, of course, convinced her to try it. And once she did, she fell in love. And she is a walking testimony of it, as well as I am, that it works for both. So.
Oh, wow. Good to know. Yeah. And that's usually not the case. So that's really cool that you've covered, you know, multiple types of skin with just one cleanser. That's really cool.
Yep.
Is there any particular product that you would recommend? So if somebody, you know, wanted to get started and they are interested in trying some more natural skincare, especially if they're over 40, what are one or two products that you would recommend that they start with?
I would say our top is the Bear, which is the oil cleanser, and then as well as the Simply Young, which is the moisturizer to follow up with. Like I said, it's a super quick, easy routine. I literally just had a Mary Kay lady come into our pop-up, which we host a pop-up every other month in our hometown. just for people local to come shop. And I had a lady come in and who is a Mary Kay. She's been a Mary Kay lover for years. And somebody brought her to the December pop-up and she tried it and she fell in love. And she said, I will not use anything else ever again. She said, literally, these two products are amazing. I can't believe what it's done for my skin. So wow. To me, that was like the ultimate compliment. It was literally, you know, it was amazing. So
yeah, for sure. But so those two are kind of a good
yes
starting yep. point. I guess.
Yep, for okay, sure.
Cool.
Yep.
Cool. Anything else that we need to know about like aging skin, not directly related to, you know, skincare products, but any other tips that you have that you try to always tell people are good to incorporate into just your life in general to help your skin?
Obviously water. I am a huge pusher of water. Everybody in my family, my husband, my daughter, they all make fun of me because I chug water like it's my job. and I'm a huge water pusher. But I know that helps my skin tremendously. Obviously, it's cleaning out toxins of your body everywhere, including your skin. So definitely make sure you get your water. Make sure you get your sleep. I know it's hard to do sometimes, but those are two big things that I'm pretty adamant on. So,
yeah, for sure. And I can definitely attest to the fact that water makes a big difference. I try to drink a lot of water too. Some days I don't do so great at it, but I have one of those Hydro Flasks,
uh-huh.
and I always joke that I carry it around like it's my baby yes. because I feel like if I leave house without it, I left my arm at home or something.
Yes.
So, but I do have days when I do better than others, and on the days that I don't do so good, I notice it in my skin the next day.
Like, oh yeah,
it just looks more wrinkly and yep. just kind of, I don't know, just more blah overall. So it definitely makes a big difference.
Yep, for sure. My daughter did not believe me for years. I told her all the time, like water, 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 water. And she's like, I'm just not mm-hmm. thirsty. I don't feel like I need it. And I said, you need it. Trust me, you need it. And now probably the last 6-8 months, she's really been trying to up her water game and she's blown away at the results. Like, okay, you're right. She doesn't like to admit yeah. it, but I was right.
Yeah. Yeah. My daughter's got a Hydro Flask too. And I'm preaching the same thing to her. So, but you know, and I told her, I said, cause I've heard this before, by the time you're thirsty, you're already getting dehydrated.
Right.
Like
right.
when you feel thirsty, your body's almost screaming for it
yes.
at that point.
Yes,
like you
absolutely.
Need to just drink it, yep. whether you feel like you need it or not. So.
Yep. For sure.
But yeah, they'll come around eventually. I
yep.
think.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. And like I said, she's already getting to the point where she knows that that's what she needs to do. Like I said, admitting it that I was right is a little harder for her.
Yes. That's pretty normal, I think.
Yes.
Especially at that age.
Yes.
Well, so where can the listeners find you? Like on social media, your website, all that good stuff.
Okay. So Facebook, obviously facebook.com/Mel Marie Skincare. Instagram, same thing, instagram.com/Mel Marie Skincare. And then website is www.melmarieskincare.com.
Well, that's easy enough to remember.
Yep. Very easy. So
cool. So, is there anything else that you can think of that you really think that we should touch on or talk about as it relates to skincare when we're in our 40s and beyond?
Not really. I don't really have much more to say. I'm very passionate about, natural skincare, obviously. And I've told a lot of people over and over and over again, you know, if you treat your skin well, it's going to treat you well. So, you know, keep that in the back of your mind, obviously, always. Knowing what you do to it is going to obviously show. It might not show right away, but it will show eventually. So,
yeah, for sure. Oh, and I have just on a completely selfish note, I have a question for you.
What you got?
So I just recently have developed my first what I consider like deep wrinkle. It's at the corner of my mouth and I'm trying not to let it stress me out. But because it's like the first time, it's super... I can't stop looking at it, wondering what I can do about it. So, I mean, I know a good skincare routine, water and all
right,
of that,
right.
but really, is there anything you can do for like deep wrinkles or should we just embrace that as part of getting older?
No, for sure. Actually, we just released our 3 serums a couple months ago. So the hyaluronic acid, which is in the hyaluronic serum that we have, hyaluronic acid is the best top most moisturizer in the world that's known to man. There's nothing higher than hyaluronic acid. With that being said, our serum, the hyaluronic serum, is full of it. I've had people who within 2 or 3 days that are like, they are gone. Like they have disappeared from my face. There's no wrinkles. Basically, it's just drawing the moisture to your face and it's filling in all of those imperfections, wisdom lines. That's what we call them. We call them wisdom lines, not wrinkles.
I like that.
but yeah, it's amazing what it does for you and for your skin in general. We actually have it. It's actually in the Simply Young as well. The hyaluronic acid is so.
Okay. I need that. I definitely need that.
Yeah,
for sure.
You would love it. I'm telling you, you'll love it. Once you try it once, you're going to be hooked because people who are not drinking their water, they love the hyaluronic acid because it fills in those wrinkles for them.
Yeah, that's really good to know. I'm going to try that for sure.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Well, thank you so much. I always like to wrap up a little with just kind of a quick little question. And that is if you have a favorite Bible verse that really speaks to you that you'd want to share. And I like to ask this because I feel like there might be somebody out there who just really needs to hear exactly what it is
right,
at this particular
right.
time. So do you have one you can share with
For sure.
us?
I do actually. So mine goes way back. Quick backstory. When I was divorced, my daughter was 3 and I started working for a woman in a tax office, just as a part-time job, just as a salary filler inner basically. And, Joyce is her name and she totally took me under her wing. Learned the whole taxes rope, which is not something I ever thought I would ever get into. And she is one of by far the most influential people that's in my life. She is very Bible filled. And she sent me one right probably 2 weeks after I started there. She sent me a card in the mail. And I don't even know if she remembers this, but I remember getting it. And it had the Jeremiah 29:11 in it, which is "For I know the plans I have for you to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future." And it blew me away. I sat in my house and cried because I was kind of in a bad spot. You know what I mean? Like you're going through all those things. There was a lot of emotion going on. Life is changing. Things are becoming, a new normal for you. And it really has stuck with me. And I don't even know if she remembers, but she is. Over the years, I've been done doing taxes now for 5 years, pretty much when the skincare really became big or a thing for me, I quit doing that. And I was working in a salon as well. And, it was actually probably 3 months before I was getting ready that I knew that I wasn't going to go back for the following tax season. And, she sent me another card in the mail, which had the same exact verse in it. And I don't even know if she knew that it had the same verse in it. But I knew I was really trying to debate on whether or not I was going to be able to juggle taxes, skincare, and working in a salon. And I knew something had to give. So it was going to be the taxes. I had kind of decided that already. And she sent me that in the mail. And she's like, I knew I needed to be praying for you this week. I was like, I just felt it. You needed it. And I want you to know, whatever you choose. And she, now mind you, she did not know that this was going on, that I was had been thinking these things. She said, I want you to know whatever you choose, he is going to use it to prosper you. That's what he wants for you. And again, I started crying, not even knowing. When I went in to talk to her then a couple weeks later, I told her, hey, your note came at the perfect time. I had been trying to decide if this is what I needed to do. And, this was it for me that solidified it. You obviously I'm going to have to tell you that I'm done doing taxes, but it was because of you that I had made that decision. And so that verse has always stuck with me. I know for sure that I have a huge, huge future coming. I know that he's got something for me. And so I don't know. That's it.
That's such a great story. I love that verse too. And that's such a good reminder too, kind of off topic, but I just thought about it when you were talking, to encourage somebody and how far that can go.
Right.
I mean, just one little card or even just one telling somebody one little phrase or one little Bible verse, just if there's anybody in your life that you think could use that and they cross your mind, it's not just so that you can think about them. It's because God wants you to reach out and because they probably need to hear from you right then.
Yes.
So that's a great reminder.
Yep. Absolutely. I actually just read something a couple months ago. It was a Facebook post that I had seen from a business leader that I follow. And she had said she was waking up every night, at 3 a.m. or whatever, and she couldn't figure out. And there was always somebody on her mind. And she had finally asked God one night, like, what do you want me to do? Like, why do you keep putting these people on my mind? And she said, it came to me that I was supposed to be praying for them. So she said, now every night I wake up and there's always somebody new in my mind. And she said, and now I know why. She said, so I use that time instead of trying to get myself back to sleep. I say my prayer and I very easily fall back asleep. So I've really taken that down into myself and I do the same thing now. And it's amazing when a random person will pop into your mind that you haven't seen, spoke to, whatever, in 10 years. And it just, you know, I use it now as the same way. That's what I do at night when I'm thinking about, when I'm waking up and thinking about somebody, then that's what I use that time for. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because what we usually do is we'll think of somebody and it'll be like, oh yeah, I should call them sometime. And
yes,
then that's it.
Right. Right. You know? Yes.
And then
yes.
it usually doesn't happen. So that's such a good reminder. And I love using it in that way. Cause sometimes I do wake up in the night too. So I will be more cognizant of that in the future.
And it is so true. Like, you know, you think about them people and so it's a good reminder. And it is, it really makes you, I fall asleep very easily now. I kind of get my prayer, you know, I don't want to say I get it out of the way, but once I do it,
it eases your mind. Yeah,
absolutely. And I fall right back asleep. So it's definitely something anybody who's out there who is also waking up at 3 a.m., you know, I encourage you to try it and to see it's in that, and for nothing else, to get a prayer in for somebody else. So,
yes, I love that so much. That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's really
cool. Yeah, not a problem.
Well, I so appreciate you taking your time today. I'm so excited to try your stuff. I really am. I mean, I already was before, but now hearing all of the details about these products, I'm like, I need a big old box.
We'll be happy to send that to you. And actually, if you are okay with it, I do have a coupon code. If anybody wants to order using a first time order, I have a coupon code for anybody listening for through your podcast or whatever. So all you have to use is when you go to MelMarieSkincare.com, the coupon code is GRACEOVER40. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get 20% off your first order.
Oh girl, I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's so awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing that for us and for the listeners and everything. That's so cool. I really appreciate that. Very, very
not
cool.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Glad to help out.
All righty. Well, thanks again for your time. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. And I will be on your website shortly.
Perfect. Sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Tracy.
Hey, I just wanted to take a quick second to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Grace Over 40. It just means the world to me that you're here. I also wanted to invite you to please follow me on social media. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest as Grace Over 40. I would love to have you join me there. And I really love also getting emails from you guys. So please feel free to shoot me an email at julie@graceover40.com. Also, if you're enjoying this podcast, would you either share it with your friends and or take a second to just go leave me a quick rating and a comment? Doing those things helps me get my message in front of even more people, and it would just mean the absolute world to me. So thanks again for being here today, and I will see you next time.